From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. The Islamic State militant group has released a video that purports to show the beheading of Japanese reporter Kenji Goto, who was kidnapped in Syria in October. From Jordan, the BBC's Kevin Connolly reports.
The Japanese government says it's working to verify the grim video, which purports to show the murder of the journalist Kenji Goto. But the pictures bear a strong resemblance to images released when other hostages held by Islamic State were beheaded. The group had set a deadline of sunset on Thursday for a deal in which it said it would release Mr. Goto in return for the freedom of Sajida al-Rishawi, an al-Qaeda bomber in a Jordanian jail. The militants are known to have communicated directly with Mr. Goto's wife by email, and she had pleaded publicly for his life to be spared. It now seems that those pleas were ignored.
The BBC's Kevin Connolly reporting. The 21-year-old daughter of late singer and entertainer Whitney Houston is hospitalized in an Atlanta suburb. Roswell Police Department spokeswoman Lisa Holland says Bobby Christina Brown was found unresponsive in a bathtub this morning.
Her husband and a friend called 911, and the husband performed CPR, and police arrived and took over life-saving measures.
Her mother, Whitney Houston, was found dead in a bathtub at a Beverly Hills hotel in 2012. President Obama is set to unveil a proposed $4 trillion budget Monday, but as NPR's Nathan Rott reports, the budget plans are unlikely to get support from the Republican-controlled Congress.
There are a lot of parts of President Obama's budget proposal that are likely to draw Republican ire. Higher taxes on the wealthy, a 7% increase in U.S. domestic and military spending, and in what he calls arbitrary caps caused by the government sequestration. Obama advocated for his budget in his weekly address, saying the country can afford to make the investments outlined in his proposals.
We just have to be smarter about how we pay for our priorities. And that's what my budget does.
Republicans are expected to dismiss many of the president's proposals, which could set up a larger budget fight in the year ahead. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
Congresswoman Lynn Jenkins of Kansas gave the weekly Republican address, saying the GOP is working to take care of the middle class, but that it's the Obama administration that's getting in the way.
The president should reconsider his threats to veto our common sense jobs bills.
Jenkins mentioned legislation approving construction of the Keystone XL pipeline. At a Chicago church today, a public memorial service was held for legendary Cubs slugger Ernie Banks. Mayor Rahm Emanuel addressed fans and friends, calling Banks a humble hero who taught others how to play the game of life. The Hall of Famer and two-time MVP died this week of a heart attack. He was 83. This is NPR News. African leaders have agreed to send 7,500 troops to fight Islamist extremist group Boko Haram in Nigeria. The militant group attracted international condemnation when it kidnapped more than 200 schoolgirls in April. Previous attempts to create an intervention force never materialized. Nigeria has said it didn't need the help. NPR's Gregory Warner reports from the gathering of African leaders in the Ethiopian capital.
Nigeria has long insisted its army can handle Boko Haram without outside help, but the six-year insurgency is getting stronger. Militants have attacked schools and assumed command over much of Nigeria's northeast. The conflict is spilling over into neighboring Chad and Cameroon. The African Union says it will support a 7,500-strong military force to both contain and eliminate the radical group. The plan will be submitted to the UN Security Council for approval. It's already gotten a nod from Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. Boko Haram has stepped up attacks as Nigeria prepares for its presidential elections on February 14th. Gregory Warner, NPR News, Addis Ababa.
Italy has a new president. The Italian parliament has elected Sergio Mattarella as the country's new head of state. He's a highly respected constitutional court judge and left-of-center politician. His selection is considered a blow to former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi's center-right bloc and a victory for the current Prime Minister Matteo Renzi as he pushes for sweeping economic reforms. I'm Windsor Johnston, and you're listening to NPR News. In Washington.